Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, aka Master Teacher 33, and today. Today is Tuesday, October the 25th of 2016, and the time is 5:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time building, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. Today, my sisters, we are continuing with part two of the seven-part series entitled The Physical and Psychological Effects of Worldliness. We left off yesterday talking about the word friend, where we broke down the word friendship. So we know the friendship with this world. So we were going to get into it. I was going to go down the whole friendship thing. Well, you know what? I think we already killed that horse already. So everybody know what the friendship is. So now let's go to the world. So friendship with this world, that at least it brings about certain effects on the body because it releases chemicals in the body that causes disease. It has certain effects on the mind. So when you are a friend of this world, it does something to you. Let's understand. When you are a friend of the world, you cannot be a friend of God. And that means a friend of love, because God is love. So friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. Let me say that one more time. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. It just comes with the territory, and God is love. So if you are operating in a mental disposition of anti-love, you can't operate in a mental disposition of love. If you are in a spiritual position that's against helping people, you cannot be in a spiritual position of helping people. You can't do both of these things at the same time. That's all we're talking about. And when you try to do it, it causes cognitive dissonance. That is one of the psychological effects of worldliness. One of the psychological effects of worldliness is cognitive dissonance. Now, cognitive dissonance is what is called double-mindedness. And this cognitive dissonance is holding two opposing opinions inside of the same space. It's like you're trying to go left and you're trying to go right at the same time. But the reason all this happens is because of your love for the world. I love the world. I'm not going to lie to you. There's some good qualities in the world. The first thing about solving a problem is to admit that you got one. Now, that's a problem. Everybody I know ain't got no problems. Everybody I know, they've already arrived. They've already figured everything out. Well, I'm one of those cats that I just be honest with myself, and I tell myself the truth because I used to lie to myself, and it didn't really get me anywhere. It didn't get me where I really wanted to go. And so now I try to be honest with myself. And the way that I do that is I make sure that I don't lie to myself. If I lie to other people, that's okay. But I don't lie to myself. That's cognitive dissonance. The number one psychological effect of worldliness is cognitive dissonance. The number one psychological effect, we could talk about all of the others, but all of the others don't mean jack. We could talk about all of the mental stuff. The number one psychological effect of worldliness is cognitive dissonance. We're going to break cognitive dissonance down. The number one physical effect of worldliness. What is the physical effect of worldliness? It's dehydration. Now, when I say dehydration, I'm talking about really dis-ease. All disease is the result of dehydration, basically, at the core. If you are hydrated, if you got enough water in your system, you don't get sick because you're flushing out anything before it gets a chance to take root. All disease is the result of dehydration. Now, thankfully, I got a plethora of information in the back of my statement, scientifically and spiritually. Since you're made out of water, if I want to kill you, I got to let the water out of you. Let me say that again. If I want to kill you, I got to let the water out of you. And since the Bible says you can't enter into heaven unless, the Bible says you can't be born unless you're born of the water. I like the way these old preachers say, they don't say water, they say water. You ever see these old Southern Baptist preachers? They put a D. It's W-A-D-E-R, water. You got to be born of the water. Y'all know nothing about that, man. Y'all youngsters, y'all don't know nothing about that old school preaching, man. Y'all got to go to some of these old Southern Baptist churches. They break it down for you. And then God said, and then he going to run, and then he going to, man, y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all youngsters don't know nothing about that. Anyway, that's another study for another time. But the two things that we're focusing on, my brothers and sisters, is psychological, the physical and psychological effects of lust, pride, and the cares of this world is you're going to operate in faith, hope, and love, or fear, doubt, and unbelief. Those are the only two options. But what is the world? This is the smoking gun. You see, the Bible says friendship with this world is the problem. It's interesting that out of the Bible talks about my people perish for a lack of knowledge. The Bible says a lot of stuff, but this verse in 1 John 2:15 says, do not love the world. Now, I am not the sharpest tool in the shed. I tell you guys this all the time. I am not. I wish I was this, man. I got the scores. When I went into the military, they say, I barely passed. They're like, damn, dude, this guy, you can be a cook. And what else can you do? That's about it. And thankfully, they made an exception. They said, well, you know, we're going to let you in because you, your brother, and my cousin, we all went in on the buddy program. And it was all of us or none of us. And I was the dummy in the group. And so everybody else scored high on the ASVAB, and they could pick what they wanted to do. You know, man, it wasn't that I was dumb. I had no confidence. I take that same test now, and I can ace it. Because confidence, my brothers and sisters, is the difference. It's not what you believe. It's what you know that gives you confidence. And the difference between the man I am today and the man I was back then, confidence. And where did I get my confidence from? By understanding what I'm telling you today, gnosis or knowledge. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. But why don't people have knowledge? Because they have love instead. Now, what I'm about to say is very controversial. I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers. I apologize in advance. Unfortunately, I'm just here to spit the truth. Love, my brothers and my sisters, is a chemical. When people say that they are in love, what are they saying? Well, love is oxytocin on a chemical level. On an emotional, on a spiritual level, what is love? Well, we got a whole chapter that breaks it down. Love is basically selflessness. What does that mean, though? Because people say that, oh, man, that means that you're supposed to be a doormat. It's impossible to be a doormat when you love, because love, to be love, not to give love, is what I'm talking about. To be love, say that I am being patient. I am being kind. I am being gentle. I am being peaceful. I am being long-suffering. I am being self-controlled. That's love. Love is not something that you give. Love is something that you be. Let me let this sink in for a moment. Because people say that they are in love. Really? Think about it. Now, if I tell you I'm in love with you, what am I saying? Now, I say that all the time because that's the program. But I know what it means. I say the name Jesus all the time, too, because that's the program. But I know what it means. I say the name Yahuwah all the time. That's the program. But I know what it means. I say the name the devil all the time because that's the freaking program. Y'all better watch Westworld, because you have to go with the program so you don't stand out. What do I mean? Go to prison. If you are in prison and if you don't act like an inmate, you stand out. And all of the other inmates are going to stick you. They're going to shank you. You're not going to make it. So when you go to prison, you better act like a prisoner, even if you ain't one. Let me say that again. If you go to prison, act like a prisoner. If I go to a KKK rally and everybody got the KKK garb on, they don't know if I'm black or white underneath my hood. So as long as I sit in and I act like a KKK member, I say, yeah, kill Blackie or whatever they say. If I do that, they don't know I ain't white. Now, in the black community, we call those people Uncle Toms. We call them Oreos. That's what they call me. Now, all my black friends, they say, Negro, you ain't black. You don't think like a black man. I don't. I ain't trying to buy no Air Jordans. I don't listen to rap music. I don't go around with my pants hanging off my butt. I don't smoke marijuana. I ain't standing on no hood. I ain't trying to do the what they characterize. I'm not trying to do any of that. So I am not in the black community. My children will tell you that. My children were not raised black. My children right now, they're trying to get black culture because they're like, Dad, we want to understand. Dad, how can you take us around black people? We've never lived in a black community. Never. My children never lived in the hood. I came out of the hood. You think I was going to take them back to the hood? My children don't know how to be black. My son's at UT Austin right now. Other than his skin, he's a white dude. Talks white. He looks white. If you listen to my son talk right now, you think he's white. He forgets he's white. And I got to remind him, Kendrick, you are not white. And you know how he gets reminded? When his white friends take him home. And they say, his high school sweetheart, white girl. First time Kendrick broke his heart, came home crying. Kendrick, what happened? The girl loves me, Dad, but she can't date me. Why? Mom and Dad don't accept me. Why? You're black. He's a black man. And he said, Dad, I'm not black. I said, Kendrick, go look in the mirror, dude. I didn't raise my children with color. My children don't know it, man, but they're going into a world now, and I made a big mistake because I should have took my children around their culture. Now they don't know. So my daughters up in Dallas, they're struggling. They are hanging around, and they're trying to, but all of my daughters' clients are white. All of my clients, most of them, at least all my paying clients, they are white. All of my best friends are white. I don't have no black friends. Why is that? This is what I'm trying to expose and explain to you, my brothers and my sisters. What are the psychological effects of your culture? If you don't know that, but if you don't know, everybody tell me what I do. but nobody tells me why I do it. I spend my whole life understanding why. There are effects of thinking a certain way. These are the effects. Because you can't be God and be attached to the Cosmogrator. I have a 400-page book that explains the world. His name, the definition of the world is Cosmos. Grator means Lord. So the Lord of the world, that's the problem. I got, you got, we all got it. Why? Because the Lord of the world, he's over lust, he's over pride, and he's over caring. In the 4th of July, in our Declaration of Independence, it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In the Satanic Bible that Antoine LaVey uses, that's in San Francisco at the Church of Satan, they have a Bible that says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is a Luciferian term. Now, I don't know no one on earth that is not doing those three things. Life, liberty, and the pursuit. We got the Statue of Liberty, which is the statue of Isis. Y'all do know that the Statue of Liberty is a pagan god, right? You do know that the word America is not America, it's Americus. America is really spelled A-M-E-R-I-K-K-E-S or E-S or something like that. It doesn't mean what you think it means. This country is not what you think it is. This is a Luciferian country. It's based upon the Lane Blue Age. Lucifer founded this country. Lucifer founded this world. Lucifer is in charge. This whole world, I have a whole book called Bioluminescence. It's called Luminescent Ether. If you don't believe me, and I pray to God that you do not, please go to Google, type in the word luminescence ether. Please. Just type it in. And look at what supports your world that you live in. Luminescence ether, the air that you breathe is from the illuminated one. His name is called, oh, he got many names, brothers and sisters. He's a bad dude. Do you know what it means? Do you know what luminescent ether? I know I'm pronouncing this wrong. It's spelled L-U-M-I-N-I, but Lucifer, illuminated one, and ferus, which is fire, is spelled F-E-R-O-U-S. And then the word ether, which spells with an A, or A-E-T-H-E-R, or E-T-H-E-R. Now, this is all inside of my book, Bioluminescence. It's the biology of Lucifer. Lucifer is a biological being. Luminescent ether. The firefly produces cold fusion. How? How does a firefly produce cold light? How does the horseshoe crab produces blue blood? How do you live in a world that's based up on the light-bearing ether? It is the medium of exchange that propagates light, meaning manipulates light. Who's Lucifer? The light manipulator. What is the electromagnetic spectrum? How do you see color? Color is the manipulation of light. Who's manipulating light, brother? Remember yesterday we talked about Hydra and Hydro? Hydra? Serpent relates light. So everything that you've ever been taught was taught to you. Truth don't exist on this planet. So when you find it, it's just another box. But it's okay. You gotta be in a box to be on Earth. You gotta be in an electromagnetic wave. You gotta be in ether. Do you know what ether is? Now science has been trying to figure out ether. It is an electromagnetic traveling wave. That's what ether is. Ether is a box to put waves in. That's what you are. Now, if you don't understand that, then you can get a little, I guess, caught off guard. What do I mean by that? This show is for you to understand that this world is affecting you. And so you got to live mentally in a different space than where you are physically. That's all I'm saying. You have to live mentally in a different space than what you are physically. Let me say that one time. You have to, because if you don't, my brothers and sisters, it's going to be rough. Because Lucifer runs the show down here. You have to live in a different space. That's why it says in Isaiah 55, your thoughts got to be, you got to put on the mind of Christ. You have to. That's the only way, again, to not be, or to not suffer from the physical and the psychological effects of this world. Now, my brothers and my sisters, I could talk about a lot of stuff. The word, for example, bade, B-A-D-E, in the ancient text talks about the cosmogrator. He is the world. So the world is actually the friend. The word friend means fiend. The word fiend means Lucifer. The word Lucifer means Lucifer. Lucifer means luminous ether. So this entire cosmogrator, this entire harmonious arrangement is made up by the cosmogrator. Now you should be saying, I don't believe you, brother. Well, the Bible says it this way. And for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Now, brothers, sisters, I could talk about a lot of stuff, but if you want to know what the world is in vivid, vivid, vivid detail, pick up a copy of my book, The Cosmogrator. If you already had that book, The Cosmogrator, read chapter 16 on page 221. Chapter 16 on page 221 breaks down how Lucifer formed this world. And it's inside, again, one of the lost books that is not inside of the canonized version of the Bible. It explains it in vivid detail, everything that I talk about. All of this is taught in all of the esoteric communities. It's just not taught in our country. What's taught in the esoteric community? It's taught that you are going to be, or you're going to suffer from disease because they put a telomere on your DNA and you are programmed to die. So we've got to remove that telomere. It's like you're living against a predetermined clock. You was not supposed to die. You're not supposed to die. You're not supposed to be trapped down on this earth inside of a carbon suit. You are like this is not your home. You are in this world, but you're not of this world. That's why it says in 1 John 2:16, I wish I had the time to break this down. I wish I did. I wish I could really break this down for you. Because 1 John 2:16 says, do not love the world or anything in the world. Now, I don't know about you. The word anything pretty much means everything. Now, again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, man. I'm not that bright. But it says, do not love the world. The word world means cosmos. The word cosmos means, now again, Lucifer and this world, let me just read a page out of my book, The Cosmogrator. Page 223 says, the life that we live is an illusion. The system was based upon L-I-V-E, which in reverse, which is Latin, which is English or English for E-V-I-L. So the ignorant god of this world, his name is Samael. The word Sam means blind. El means God. Samael is a Sabato. In the Old Testament, he's called Yabato. Yabato is the God of the Old Testament. They changed the letter. It's Sabato. Sabato. Sabato is the blind God. He was a God that says, he looked around and said that there ain't no other God. This is my creation. And the real God said, who's this fool talking about? He created this. So Samael had to ask the big G for, quote-unquote, ingredients to create this harmonious arrangement. Let me continue reading three of my book, The Cosmogrator. If you don't have that book, please email me. I'll give it to you for 50% off. I think it's like $20. Anybody make a $10 donation, I'll send you the book today. The book costs $20. 400 pages. You need to read this book, man. It says, the ignorant god of this world created chaos. If you love this world, if you are living your best life now, if you live, you are evil. E-V-I-L spells L-I-V-E. The English language is a backwards language. So if you L-I-V-E, you are E-V-I-L. If you have lived, you are a devil. L-I-V-E-D is D-E-V-I-L. So if you have lived, Is there anyone right now that is not living? Check your pulse. Make sure you're alive. You're alive? Okay, good. I'm just making sure. So everybody here is living. So that means everybody here is the devil. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. That's some good devils. Some of y'all, man, y'all make being the devil look good. I'm just saying. Then the book continues. It says, turn it around, blah, 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 talking about the word level. Why? This is a bet-like being. So this language we have is based on, I think, Sister Stacy for that video that she sent me about bet-like being. Because, again, I've been saying it for 20 years. So language is a bet-like being. Language is not what we speak. Language is the God that we serve. Let me say it again. What is the world? What I'm doing right now. You can't escape the world because how do you live without talking or eating? So you got to limit your exposure to the world, or you do it, but you don't love it. That's a concept. Let me say that again. Let's read what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. It didn't say anything about liking the world. It didn't say anything about dibbling and dabbling in the world. Y'all beating yourself up. So people ask me all the time, but Doc, you sin, man, all the time, man. And you, yeah, but I don't love it. I do it, but I don't love it. Big difference. See, the Bible says you're in this world. God knows you're in the world. He knows you got to eat. He knows you got to feed this carbon vessel, even though when you die, you turn to dirt. And you, what you're eating is comes from dirt. So this is just glorified dirt. That's all we are. So the Father knows that. Look at verse 16. 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world. Again, I'm a little slow. Can somebody help me out? What's the definition of the word all? I don't really know what that means. But I think it has something to do with like pretty much like all, like everything. So when you say all, and I meet people every day, that they are the exception to the rule. When the Bible says that there's none righteous, no, not one. Again, I look at the definition of the word, and it says everything. And then I meet people that say, I'm the exception to the rule. It's like when I make statements in my clarinet class that comes up after this, and I get hate mail and emails, because, well, Brother Will, man, you said negative shizness. Okay, speaking the truth, last time I checked, is not negative. If the Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one, and I say, Negro, you ain't righteous, why are you mad at me? You should be mad at the God who wrote the Bible, man. I'm just repeating it. I'm just a repeater. I didn't write the stuff. I'm just sharing it. So, again, I'm not talking about any one person. I am just talking about what God has shared with me. This is my life. This is what I'm working on. And if something applies to you, that's great. But all I know is, for all that are in this world, the desires of the flesh, number one, the desires of the eyes, number two, the pride of this life, number three, that three-headed snake, yeah, that's the Trinity. That's the Luciferian Trinity. And it says these three things is not from the Father, but from the world. Now, the word world means cosmogrator. Cosmogrator means sabato. It means sabato. It means Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor, Samael. Man, he got a buku name, a whole bunch of names. But it basically means the same thing, harmonious arrangement. That is the world. Verse 17 says it. It says this way, 1 John 2:17, the world is passing away along with all its desires, but whoever does the will of the Father remains forever. So people ask me all the time, remember, please don't ask me, Doc, what the hell are you doing? Please don't do that. Y'all want to see me go off? Ask me what. I don't do what. I do. I only do why. Now, I used to do what, and I got burnt out. I got burnt out, and people say, man, what that dude doing over there? People ask you what people are doing. Don't ask what is going on. Ask why is it going on? What is going on with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? I don't know, and I don't give up. But ask me, why is Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton the president? Out of all of the intellectual gurus in the United States, these are the top candidates that we got? Come on, man. I know y'all are not that mentally challenged. Everybody that's listening to my show are the most astute. There's no way you can listen to me because I'd be hurting people's feelings. So if you are listening to this show, if you're reading my books, if you have a Dear Kinney report, you are, man, 1/3 of 1% of the population. Because you are one of the very rare souls on earth that understands it's not what happens, it's why it's happening. Everybody is, but hey, what is that? I'm not asking what, I'm asking why is that? Why do we have Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton as our candidates? Why is friendship with this world forbidden? Why is the love of this world forbidden? It tells you right there in the scripture. 1 John 2:16 says, the world is passing away along with its desires. Brothers and sisters, you are eternal. You're not a particle. If you choose to be a particle, you will cease when your particle ceases. In other words, you can mess around and lose eternity playing around with the world. That's what the whole idea of salvation comes from. But notice it says love. Now, I know I'm almost out of time. I was going to read more, man. I wish, but we'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll read more from my book, The Cosmogrator, tomorrow. Let me simply close with an understanding of this one word that's inside of 1 John 2:16. Because when we look at 1 John 2:16, it tells us that if you love this world, you become a particle in this world. And since this world is temporary, you lose your eternity and you become temporary. That is what the church be trying to tell you when they tell you to get saved, but they don't understand what it means. It says in Mark 3:35, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother. Brother, sister, mother. So y'all worshiping your brother. That's okay, though. That's okay. See, the world passes away, the lust of the world, the pride of life, everything that's in this world is temporary. Verse 17 of 1 John, verse 17 says, the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God remains forever. Okay? Now, if you do my will, you're a particle. If you do your will, you're a particle. Brothers and sisters, the most important thing on earth is what I do. What is it? What do I do? What do I do? I help you find the will of God for your life. It's called your Dear Kinney. Nothing on earth is more important than you finding your Dear Kinney. Your Dear Kinney report, if you have a Dear Kinney report and nobody in your family has a Dear Kinney report, you are doing them a disservice. Every person that you know should have a Dear Kinney report. You should read your Dear Kinney report every day. That is the will of God for your life. If you don't find your position in God before you terminate your life on earth, you get stuck down here. You remain here. That's what reincarnation is. That's what every movie says. Watch the movie Westworld. You're stuck here until you figure out here. You stay in the dark until you see in the dark. I don't know about you. This is my last time here. The reason I know what I know is because all of my previous incarnations, if you want to use that term. Now, I don't believe in reincarnation, but I do believe in incarnation. Now, that's another study for another time, but let me make sure you understand. In the recesses of your memories, you have everything that you need. It's inside of your membrane. Why do you have a membrane on the cover of, on the surface of every cell in your body? Why? The God of this world doesn't want you to be quiet and slow down. That's why you're on this treadmill called life. That's why you are doing lust, pride. The lust of this world, the pride of life, the cares of this world keep you running on that treadmill. You got to get up. You got to go to work. You got to go make sure you got to pay that bill. You got to get off work. You got to go do this. You got to go to the store. You got to run home. You got to cook dinner for the husband. You got to clean up. You got to bathe the children. You got to, you know, wash the car. You got to take care of the dog. You're running. Man, you're going. Before you know it, oh, damn, 10 o'clock. You got to go to bed because you got to get up. You got to get up the next day. 6 o'clock, you do it all over again. You ain't got no time. My life changed when I checked out of the world. I exited the world. What did I do? I quit my job. Now, I don't recommend you doing that. Because why? It cost me my family. I destroyed my children's life. Y'all know the story. So I don't recommend you doing it. Come up with a better system to exit the world. This is what I do. I help people figure out a plan to exit the world so that way you can spend time with God. God is love. That's all I do. I figured out a way. Okay, how can I not go to work? Let's see. What can I do? Okay, I like to talk. Okay, can I make money talking? Well, shit, Oprah's making money talking. Steve Harvey make money talking. Hey, I can make money talking too. So I get paid to talk. And then I say, okay, I need more than one stream of income. What if I lose my voice? Okay, I need another stream of income. Hey, let's write books. Okay, what if all the trees, they stop producing paper? Okay, what else can I do? Oh, yeah, let's do audio. Okay, what else? So I got 21 streams of income. I figured out. And this is what I teach in my Clarinomics. So you got a website. That's great. What happens when the internet closes down? I mean, if you ponder that, what happens if the internet closes down? Well, I'm going to keep stroking, brother, because I got other income. So do you got a monthly newsletter? Do you got a print book? Huh? Do you got a print book? Do you got an audio book? Do you got a PDF book? Do you got audio shows? Do you got a video? Do you got DVD? Do you got an online club? Do you got an internet group? Do you got a YouTube channel? Do you got Facebook? What about LinkedIn? You got Blog Talk Channel, which I'm using right now. What about TalkShoe? You ever heard of TalkShoe? What about Spreaker? What about Internet Radio? What about FreedomRadio.com? What about Ustream? You on Ustream? What about AnyMeeting.com? You ever heard of them? What about SoundCloud? What about Periscope? What about WebEx? What about CD Baby or CD Maker? What about Bling? What about Udemy? What about Fiverr? Are you on those channels and those venues? And what about 50sounds.com? What about guerrilla marketing? Do you know how to go underground when the shizness hits the fan and you can still market with no internet? Do you know how to do a flyer and take it and nail it on a freaking telephone pole? Do you know how to do it? Do you know how to go down and put signs on a corner of every major intersection? Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to write your own marketing statement and pass it out to everybody you go and that you know? Do you know how to do guerrilla marketing? Do you know how to do metaphysical marketing? That's what I teach. I teach people how to exist in this world, and when the devil decides to take you out because you're not one of his boys or girls, you still function. But the most important thing I think, teach how to be God. When you learn how to be God, there's no demon in hell. You don't do fear, so then you stop aging. What's the secret to not aging? No fear. I'm going to look the same way I look right now when I'm 80. Stick around and watch. Same thing I'm doing right now, I'm going to do when I'm 80. Why? Because I'm doing shiftness today to prepare for when I'm 80. You see how Dr. Baby looked? He was 80. He had a 25-year-old wife. 25-year-old wife, and that fool was 82. He was popping out babies until they killed him. What do you think I'm going to be doing? I'm 82. Pimp the game, brothers and sisters. Y'all can fall for this system if you want to. I ain't in it. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. The psychological effects, physical effects of worldliness does not affect me because I am in this world, but like my brother, I'm not of this world. So I'm going to do everything that my brother did because he is the firstborn of many brethren. I'm following in his footsteps. I don't just worship him and then go home and hang out with the devil. Whatever he did, I'm doing. Because why? He says the things I have done, you shall do. And even greater things. Why? Because I'm seated at the right hand of the Father. So I'm going to go up there and hang out with him. I don't know what y'all going to do, but I'm going up yonder. So anybody else want to go up yonder? And it ain't physical, it's mental. You can go anytime you want. I'm there right now. Elevate your thinking, brothers and sisters. That's how you escape the psychological effects and the physical effects of this shizness that's going down here on this. Don't be a bottom dweller. Don't be a chicken. Y'all are eagles, man. Stop acting like chickens. Stop hanging out with chickens. Stop responding. Who gives a damn what Donald Trump or Hillary do? I don't care. It doesn't affect me. He said, well, Brother Will, you don't understand, dog. What happens when the cop pull you over, man? You're a black man. Yeah, cop pulled me over, shoot me in the back. I ain't going nowhere. Since he got shot 9 times, he's here. I am not leaving until my purpose is fulfilled. That's what the Bible says. The devil can't touch you when you are inside your purpose. It's not until you're filled. Now, when I am done, the father will say, son, time to bring it on up home, man. Moses walked up, and Moses didn't die. Jesus didn't die. Elijah and Enoch, they didn't die. So why are you going to die? I ain't dying. I'm going to transfigure this person. I'm going to leave. Now, y'all going to think I'm dead. Y'all going to have a funeral for me. I'm going to be watching y'all while y'all sitting in the audience crying. I'll probably be sitting next to you saying, and you're going to feel that dude. Now, when I die, and if you feel a poke in your side, Brother Jay, that's me, homie, telling you, dude, stop crying, man. I'm in a better place. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, they are selling us smoke oil. Stop buying it. Stop buying this illusion. If you should be happy right now, I don't care what's going on in your life, it's an illusion. Don't become all emotional distraught because somebody cut you off in traffic or because your man or your woman ain't acting right. Man, be connected, my brothers and sisters. I'm out of time. We'll pick it up tomorrow with part 3. Don't forget about it for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part 1, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just